الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. We all have written that Allah Ta'ala has made roza, fasting, farad, that is the basic roza, and on every lump and part of the body as well. So we should try and observe our rozas fully and get the maximum benefit, not just to fulfill our farida, but to get the returns and the benefits. And that will be when we keep roza of every part of the body. Ulama have written, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained it in quite detail. One is the roza of the eyes. So that is also one very important aspect, to keep roza of the eyes, which means that we don't look at anything which Allah has made haram, and also anything which is undesirable. Though especially in the month of Ramadan, though it may be permitted, but in this month we should try and avoid that which is even unnecessary, which is not required. What are the good things? Looking in the Quran Sharif, looking at the masjid with love and with feeling for the masjid, etc. That all. But unnecessary things, that also we should try and avoid looking at that also. And in this month, how much we will control our eyes. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for the rest of the year, and inshallah for the rest of the lives also. So this is a month of training. And we do our spiritual training properly, our islah, then inshallah our whole life, Allah will give us the tawfiq to look after our eyes. And really, there is sweetness in saving ourselves from staying away from what is haram. When a person is still far away from deen, then to look at haram he enjoys. But when he comes and he sees and he trains himself, and Allah puts the sweetness of iman in every aspect of one's life, then not to look at haram, there will be enjoyment in that. And a person will find that great enjoyment, not only in the eyes, but in his heart. And he will find that sweetness in his heart when he does not look. And alhamdulillah, Ramzan is such a month. And then all our ibadat, Allah has made such. For example, namaz also. And Allah has given us so many rakats of namaz in the day to perform. And if we control our eyes in namaz, that is, we look at the places that we are supposed to look at. In a standing position, we look at the sajda place. In a ruku position, at our feet. And then in the sajda position, we focus on our nose, the tip of the nose. Though we can't see it, but we focus there. And then in a sitting jalsa position, in our lap. And when making salam, we look at on our shoulders. If a person does this, then inshallah, outside his namaz, Allah will grant him protection of the eyes as well. On one occasion, there was a nikah in the masjid, and they asked me to say a few words, and it just came that if we look after our eyes in namaz, then Allah Ta'ala, which is a mustahab, at the most a sunnat, but then Allah will save us from all haram looks. That got finished. After about 2 months, one brother phoned, and he said that he had this great weakness of casting lustful glances, gazes at other women. And he was a genuine person, he was an Allahwala, and he was really worried about this. So he made a second nikah also, just to save himself, that he does not look at other women. But he says that also did not help. But he says, I've practiced this for 2 months now, and now 100% Allah Ta'ala has saved me from looking at other women. So our namazes every day, 5 times a day, how many rakats of namaz, if we make that little effort, And then what we will get in the month of Ramadan if we look after our gazes. Like that, at the moment with the conditions that we have to be at home, so our gazes are looked after, it has been made such, and we just take more advantage of it, and we make sure that we don't look at wrong things. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali lost his eyesight in the latter part of his life. People insisted that he should go for treatment so that he was his amanat of the ummah. What great, great knowledge Allah had given him, the benefit for the ummah. But he said that what we didn't want to look after, which we were not supposed to look at, Allah has made it such now that I don't have to look at that. And at the same time, even without eyes, or eyesight, a person sees Allah Ta'ala. And he sees the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Rabia Basariya, rahimahullah, she said when her khadimat insisted, encouraged her to go and see the qudrat of Allah outside, she says the purpose of looking at the qudrat of Allah was to find Allah. When you have reached Allah, now you don't have to still look at the qudrat of Allah, you have reached Allah Ta'ala. So like that, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, they wanted to reach Allah, they reached Allah. Now, whether you have the eyesight or not, these were people at their level. That was not anything so important to them, that they found Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One Englishman told Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali that the Quran Sharif encourages you people to ponder in the creation, how Allah has created the heavens and the earth. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard la ayatin li ulil albab. That in the creation, inna fi ikhtilafil layli wan nahar. All this changing, the creation of the earth, the changing of the night and the day, Allah has put great, great signs for people, ulul albab, people of intelligence. So the Quran exhorts you, encourages you to look at all this, for how Allah has made everything. But you people haven't done that. We are already, it was at that time that we are about to reach the moon already. And you people are still, you people haven't reached that. And you people are exhorted, encouraged in the Quran Sharif. Maulana Shabbir Rahmat Usmani Rahmatullah Ali explained to him that we had to ponder in the creation of the heavens and the earth to reach Allah Ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah, with all, we see the creation, the day coming, the night going, the weather changing, the sun rising and setting, the moon coming at night. With all this, we realize, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he looked at the stars, the moon, the sun, and he found Allah Ta'ala. So he says, we have found Allah Ta'ala. For the purpose of all this exercise was to find Allah Ta'ala. You people might reach the moon, might not reach it. It might be just some story also. But and you people haven't reached Allah Ta'ala. The object is to reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us our eyes, and the eyes are also to reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if we use it in the right way, and Allah give us tawfiq, that we also realize it for ourselves, and for our children also. And from young already, if we train them in this way, then where won't they reach? All this journey takes its time. And the sooner a person realizes and he finds Allah, the better for that person. So, and the if we just carry on like the worldly life, and unfortunately, like the young, our children, and unfortunately today, how many parents encourage their children to have boyfriends, girlfriends, etc. We take them in that wrong path, where will they ever reach Allah Ta'ala? We amuse them with the things of this dunya, sports we make so important for them, excursions we make so important for them, dancing, singing, all these things we give preference to. How will a person reach Allah? So Allah make we also realize, and we start training our children. And the sooner they are, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, from his young age, how he started spending his Ramadan already. Because he saw his elders, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saharanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, of Ji, Raipur Rahmatullah Ali spent. So then Hazrat from his young age, and if we read how Hazrat spent this Ramadan, the whole Ramadan eating iftari was so little, and then the amount of tilawat in Awwabin, and then after Isha a little bit something, and then again in Namaz, right through till Tahajjud time, and then again Sehri was hardly really a meal also, and then again Fajr Awwal Waqt, and then a little rest till about sunrise, and then again Hazrat started with his ibadat. After Zuhar, Salatul Tasbih, and reading 2-3 Sufaras in Salatul Tasbih. It's really, we cannot. This was how Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah's father had trained him also. On small, minor matters, how he trained him. When he was a small boy, if he happened to stand with another student for two namazes, they stood together. Hazrat used to get punishment for that. What attachment have you got with this boy? Why are you so close to him? So many, Hazrat was about 2 or 3 years old, and he had a little pillow, like children have today, teddy bears, a doll, anything like that, and they feel it's mine. Somebody takes it from them, they scream, they cry. So Hazrat had a little pillow like that, and he said, "My pillow." His father gave him one slap, and told him, "You are not yet earning already also, and you are already saying my things." From that, Hazrat says, "My whole life I realize nothing is mine." So anyway, so our children also, if we train them with the use of the eyes also, ourselves we have to train, and then we train our children, then we will get to, so to say, see Allah Ta'ala, which is Darja Ihsan. And then it won't be that a person reaches Darja Ihsan in his old age, but young children and young people. And then the beauty and the strength and power of Islam will be realized. This principle, in fact, unfortunately, the non-believers have realized it. We, the believers, haven't understood it, and therefore they are making every effort to keep us away from our deen. But whatever it is, all the sports, that what they call education, and all their way of life, it was to keep us away from deen, because they know what there is in deen. We have got the deen, it is in our house, it is our deen, but we don't know the value of it. So Allah give us tawfiq, and as we can see, and a person who learns to look after his eyes, he doesn't look at haram. So consequently, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, Allah has been so kind that with the guna of the eyes, especially looking at women, etc., a person destroys himself completely. So Allah Ta'ala cut it off right from the root. That as Allah said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That don't look. Everything starts with looking. So if you don't look at all, and if we train our children, even if they have to go outside, where if they have to mix with other people, but they have been trained not to look, that will come in them. Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he says specifically his mother, how she trained him from childhood. Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Balanshehri Rahmatullah Ali, his son told me that from a young age his father trained them that the minute the hand reaches to take something, to say Bismillah. So by the time it comes to the mouth, Bismillah has been said already. Anything your hand reaches to, that you say Bismillah. And this was on the Dasturkhan, this training was done. So if we train our children also in all these things, then inshallah, where won't they reach one day? And for us, it is also necessary. There were so many things. Like for example, about the eyes, inshallah we all were aware that to look at other women was haram, etc. But how Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, made this effort that it put the importance to it. It was there, but we didn't really realize. So Hazrat made a clear, and his mission of his life was this. And a person, and Hazrat said, a person who looks after his eyes in this zamana, Allah will make him his wali. So this is one thing that now in Ramadan we should try, that we control our eyes. that we don't look at anything haram, which generally we refer to as looking at other women, etc., women on the street, or if you happen to have to go to a bank or shop or anywhere, and there are women outside, then we have controlled ourselves, we are driving, we are walking, there are women everywhere today. And Hazrat, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, was such a master of this field, he said, that when there are so many women everywhere, and like in Islamic countries, some sort, reasonably, hopefully, they still be pardagi. But here is nudity. In the other countries, it's not be pardagi, but it's nudity. So it's not easy. But Hazrat said that if you have the right training and the right frame of mind, then you don't have to get frightened for this. That will be every occasion which comes. And if there is be pardagi, that's also bad. Nudity is worse. But you just save yourself every time you're getting a certificate of a halawate iman. That it comes in the Hadith Sharif that if your eyes, very poisonous arrows, this eyes, the looks of the eyes are. And a person who gives them up, man tarakahu makhafati, in the fear of Allah, if we trained our children, then Allah changes that abdal tuhu, Allah changes it into halawate iman. So these are all occasions we don't have to try and go and fight with it, take a whip and hit the woman and tell them to be indoors if they are there, but we control ourselves. And every occasion like that is a time that you will get halawate iman. Of course, we make dua that we have an Islamic muashara where there aren't women outside, and mashallah, there are still places like that in the world. Afghanistan is one place, the islands of the coast of Africa, east coast of Africa, many such places where, for example, in one island from away from Zanzibar, till recently, even our one Jamaat went there. The shops only open at about 10 o'clock and by Zohar time they close. The people get their needs, whatever they want, and it's finished. The end of the story. You won't see a woman on the street. And the people after that, all the time they are in the masjid making tilawat all the time. Only for this little while their shops open, they buy their things what they want to, and that also just the men go and buy. The rest of the people, the women are busy with their ibadat, so mashallah these type of things are still there. And Allah make us also how much we can, and especially with the Ramadan, and this year's Ramadan, when there are all other restrictions also, so it should be even more easier for us. And it is the work of a mu'min, that the worst situation also, he turns into the best. And when we were free, allowed everything, allowed to go to the masjid as much as we want to, good occasions, but how many of us turned it into bad? That we didn't avail ourselves of the opportunity of going to the masajid, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make us that we use this in the right way. So the use of the eyes is a very, very important thing. And then today we have another big fitna where though we are just restricted to our homes, but the whole world is in front of us. With the cell phone, the smartphone, the whole world. And a person can go and see what and whatever the worst things he can see, which perhaps outwardly he won't be able to travel so much and go and see so much of evil. And he wouldn't go so to all that. He won't spend all that time, all that money for all that evil. But now it is right in his hand. And he's engaged, if Allah save us from all this. This is very important. And the temptation, how many people have said, good namazis, Pabant with Jamaat people, but where they got caught up and then finally everything got destroyed. Your marriage life goes, your children goes, your family goes, your business goes, everything, your status in society goes, and yet a person is not concerned about anything whatsoever. When all this, so this poison of shaitan is terrible. Fortunate, may Allah make us amongst those that we can realize right from the beginning. That we don't take the little, like people also, children who they want to, people sell them drugs, etc. They don't sell them big amounts or big, small, they put it in a sweet, they put it in a cold drink, and then slowly, and then afterwards you're a goner. So like that also, with the eyes it starts. And when a person looks, then the mind thinks, mind plans, and then you resolve something, it comes in the heart, then your whole body starts working in that direction. And if Allah's protection is not there, a person can completely destroy his dunya also, akhirat also can get completely destroyed. And it's not just a matter of words of dunya being destroyed, of akhirat being destroyed, and people, the ulama, people come to them with their problems, etc. We know that what destruction comes in the wake of this. And how a person who might be so well learned also, and he everything he had, Allah gave him wealth also, gave him health also, but the small starting point he fell prey to, and if Allah's fazl was not there, if Allah's protection, person gets completely destroyed, and a person becomes really ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall, worse than animals a person becomes then. That what his family, what his children, the family, what a problem for the family if there's one person like that. The whole family, the extended family gets also affected with all this. So Allah Ta'ala, this month is a month that we protect our eyes also. And we don't allow any of this rot to come in. And nobody must ever think that I am safe. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that one Malisab, all Malisab, he says, Shaitan cannot lead me astray with regard to the looking of the eyes. So Shaitan, he's in his field, and what work and his promises he has made, that how he's going to lead man astray. So one day we had to go and teach, he had to cross a little stream, a little river, and the boatman was not there who takes them across. And there was an old lady, and she was crying. She said, I have to go and see my children, my grandchildren, and I'm in so much difficulty, I can't go. So he said, no problem, Amma, old lady, my mother, you sit on my back and on my shoulders, and I will take you across. And as he said, he found that now he started getting the enjoyment of her body, which was on him. And as they were moving, she was becoming heavier and heavier. Till they reached about the middle, she became so heavy that he couldn't carry her anymore. Then he said that, what's wrong? What is this happening? So she said, didn't you say that Shaitan will never ever, lead me astray and never ever let me go in the wrong way? So Shaitan is such an evil person. And the story is famous of that great Buzurg who was so pious. And the king who had to go for jihad with his sons, or the three brothers, and they left their sister with him. And what precautions he took also at the beginning, but finally, what happened? So a person, right from Allah, and a person has to be on his guard all the time. Where Shaitan comes, and who he makes you look beautiful in your eyes. And this is just Shaitan's work that he makes them. Allah is, and if a person looks after his eyes, his wife appears to be, and she is the most beautiful in his eyes. And all other women don't have any beauty in them. But if a person doesn't look after his eyes, then every other woman is beautiful to him, and his own wife, he doesn't find enjoyment. How many people, they find it hard to be at home. That I must just look at this woman here all the time, and she's got no attraction for him. When our eyes are not under control, then all, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, a person who suffers this malady and does not treat it, even if he's seen all the women in the world, one woman he hasn't seen, he'll want to see her also. That is how this disease is. And this disease is such a thing that even in old age, when a person becomes old and now he's useless, now he can't do anything, but then too this disease is still in that person. The person does not make the effort to take it out of him. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains one experience. They were traveling in the bus in India in those days. They were sitting towards the back, and right in front was an old Hindu man, about 90 years old. And a young girl came and sat on the other side. And he started gaping at her, not only with his eyes open, but his mouth also wide open. When the conductor came and told him that your ticket, buy your ticket, ticket le lo, he didn't register. He was just taping. He shook him also. How we get involved with the cell phone. He was so much just gaping at that girl. So this is a thing that even old age, then a person is still involved. Old age and a person will still be fantasizing also. So it just is a thing which effort has to be made. And this is the ideal time, the month of Ramadan, that we look after our gazes. And in this month, if we looked after it properly, in our namazes also, and then in our thoughts also, and today especially with the cell phone, and there also we completely controlled and looked after ourselves, we will be relieved. And just like if a person had, for example, cancer also, or he had heart problem, arteries are blocked, and then he took some treatment, he made some parezi, he stayed away from things that he had to stay away, and now he's relieved of that. Now no more all the pains he's getting. Cancer, the pains he was getting, no more. And cardiac arrest, and how a person feels at that time, all that is gone. How nice he feels. A sugar patient, and now when his eyes also, he can't see properly, he gets so tired, he gets exhausted, he can't do anything, all that goes away. How nice he feels. Like that, our spiritual diseases, one disease, when they go away, a person will feel much more better than what a person, these physical ailments that a person has, and Allah saves him and comes out of it from all these things. A drug addict, if he can come out of his thing, an alcoholic, a womanizer, a person who's throwing lustful glances at others, all this one pride, all these diseases, thinking bad about other people, that is also one disease of the eyes. That when a person looks down upon other people, it's your attitude, it's in your heart, but we usually say with the eyes you look down, and that disease is also with us. We might be making taraweeh, we might be making farz namaz, and we think of somebody, that person doesn't make namaz. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that to keep a sunnah proper beard, a proper sunnah beard is wajib, it's necessary for us. We have to keep the beard. But if we have got that beard and all our other deeni matters, but we look down upon a person who hasn't got a beard, we are lower than that person also. So to look down upon any person, there are certain gunas. Like for example, ulama have written that if a person commits, Allah save us all, and if he commits incest with his mother in the Kaaba Sharif, that guna, how terrible is it? But these gunas here are worse also. These gunas that you think you are better than somebody, these are even worse. And especially on our aqaid, we have to be very careful today. And the whole shaitan and all the ikhwanu shayateen, min al jinni wal ins, they are making direct attack on the iman today. And a person, if his iman, that is the worst guna he can commit. And today with all the isms around us, and everywhere how they are making the efforts, for our youngsters at universities, etc. And today, even if a person is not at university, or with the Google, and what a person Googles there, and what sites he goes to, so that is even worse. Gunas which are of lust, they are also terrible. The gunai bah, and the gunai jah, those are even worse gunas. So all gunas, we have to stay away from every type of gunas, small also, big also. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that one small guna is enough to take a person to Jahannam. So how big isn't that guna? And a big fire also starts with one match, a small little flame, one spark, and then a whole big fire starts also. Sometimes cases we heard from the aircon, one spark came and it hit the curtain and the fire started from there and the whole house burned down. Allah protect us all everywhere. So the small, and one small neki is not small also. We refer to it as a small, when we say also it's a sunnah, it's nafil, but it's not small. One neki is enough to take a person to Jannah. So it isn't small also. So all these gunas also, we shouldn't think of them as small. Every guna we have to stay away, whether they have to do with our lust, or whether they have to do with our pride, and whether they have to do with our aqaid. Very, very serious. So this is a month that we can, if we engage ourselves more with Quran Sharif, all the teachings of aqaid of the Quran, without understanding, they will come into us. We won't have the reasons for it, but that right beliefs and that yaqeen will come. That is a very zikr of Allah. How much we will repeat La ilaha illallah. This is going to build that yaqeen all the time. Fortunate are those people who had the tawfiq, and for years they carried on with their zikr. The zikr, it's really jaddidu imanakum. It refreshen, make alive, bring to life your iman. The kalima, la ilaha illallah, this words, the Arabic words, have great, great value also. Just to repeat Allah's name also continuously, Allah, Allah. And how much more than a person with passion, devotion, how much, so much more he will benefit. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we work on this, and especially with regard to the eyes, that we save ourselves from all haram. And then also, this is the month really of du'as also. In the context of the ayat of Ramadan, rozas, Allah Ta'ala puts the ayat, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Make du'a to me, I will answer your du'as. So du'as also. And the conditions which are in the world today, really it is beyond our capacity to change the condition. All whatever evil people are trying, and this virus which is around, we can't change it. But Allah has given us dua. And dua, ulama are pleading that we are not using our power of dua. And dua, and what they are particularly pleading, to cry to Allah, to shed tears, to bring ourselves to shed tears and beg of Allah, to turn to Allah in such a way that really that we are in need of it. We can't do without it, and only Allah can do it. And Allah has opened the door for each one of us. And Ramzan again is the ideal time for dua. 24-hour duas are accepted. Then what to say about the duas of tahajjud, the duas after farad namaz, the duas between adhan and iqama, the duas between asr and maghrib, all this at maghrib time, all this duas, Allah may give us tawfiq to use it. And for the plight of the humanity, the plight of the Muslims, what Muslims are going through, and the attacks on our deen, whether it is Nizamuddin in India, whether it is the Tabligh Jamaat which has worked and brought wonders in the world, and what changes today, they want to bring down all these things of ours, all our real deeni institutes, and where proper deen is being taught and spread, that is where the attack is. And it is for us, we've got our weapon of dua, and we can make dua at any time, anywhere we can make dua. Allah has given us. So Allah give us tawfiq that we use this great power of dua, and we encourage other people also that wherever we can, we turn to Allah Ta'ala and we beg of Him. Dua is a great, great power. That dua is a thing that changes taqdeer also. If whatever is written in taqdeer, this virus was supposed to come and people were supposed to die, whatever, but with dua we can change it also. So much so, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his dua, he says that if in my taqdeer su'e khatima is written, Allah save us all, an evil death, but with dua Allah will change su'e khatima into husn-e khatima. So Allah give us tawfiq to use this great power of dua, not to be unmindful of it, not to take it lightly, but to use it, whatever opportunity we get, just to lift the hand. And even without lifting the hands, but lifting the hands, adab of the dua, and then we beg of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq that this month, and for duas, and to protect our eyes from all haram, looking down upon people, and also all other types of amusement, all other type of things also, even if they are like permissible things, but they are not necessary, to try and avoid that. ترك ما لا يعني is a very important thing. If we do that, then many other things also, the big, big things will do. A person will look after the pens, the pounds look after themselves. So if we look after the minute moments, the hours will look after themselves. But when we let this go, so just like that also, with the looking also, this is also an important thing, that we don't look around unnecessarily. We don't have to peep out of the window and see unnecessarily. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when we are driving also, you the driver, watch the other car that you are not coming too close or something, but don't look at the driver. You don't have to say, you haven't been made a research inspector, Hazrat should say, that you have to say how many female drivers there are, how many all in the races of which, how many drivers are of the various, that's not your work. You concentrate. So like that, with our eyes also, where we have to concentrate, Allah give us the tawfiq to use the eyes right. It's a great, great ni'mat. May Allah bless us with it and give us the reality of it and save us from all wrong and haram. Wa akhiru da'wana.